Hey guys, this is Derek Bumper, and I'm the UpBus podcast host, and we are Brewing Solutions with the Car Guy Coffee podcast. Get you some.
Yeah!
We talk about the people that spoke to our lives and helped see something great inside of us. For you, Derek, who was it in the car business specifically that has most influenced you in being a positive influence in charging the UpBus?
So, I might piss some people off when I say this one, just because I didn't pick them. But if I had to be one person, I'll say it would be the initial one who actually believed in me, who saw, you know, me being rough around the edges and was like, you know what? You got something there. You just need to be refined a little bit. Casey McGraw. And I'm not even sure if he's in the, I spoke to him about 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure if he's in the car business, but he came to a Pat Peck Nissan, and you know, I was, unbeknownst to me, I had, because I was such a terrible salesman at the time, started to get really good on the phones, and he saw that and he was like, hey, you know what? Keep working. Let me tweak you on some of the sales stuff. And, you know, basically laid the foundation for me to figure out a lot of stuff, but it was him just believing, like, you know what, you can do this. You know what I'm saying? I truly see this in you, taking the time to do the one-on-one trainings every single day, sometimes for like 2 or 3 hours, where I'm just, you know, going back and forth, getting drilled on word tracks and, you know, how to handle different things, posturing, you know, just the basics of sales. Casey McGraw, hands down. I think he most recently was the dealer principal for, I want to say it's Lithia Springs Volkswagen. I know he's been to a couple of places. He owned a couple of dealerships, but hands down, him all day. Just that belief, you know, that belief in putting that time in. He was one of the like first real managers that I've ever had. You know, not to sit behind the desk and just chill, but the one who, hey, you're struggling on that deal, you don't have to go get him. He's already coming over there because he's watching the floor, make, you know, keeping an eye on everything and seeing what's going on, and just, you know, again, imparting, you know, that the mentality in you to keep going. Hey, you messed up today. That's fine. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? Keep calling people. Keep talking to people. Hands down, Casey McGraw.
Man, I like Casey already, man. Great person. And that's exactly what a manager needs to be. They need to be somebody who is a floor general, who watches what's going on, who's stepping in before the salesperson even knows they're messing up. Right. You know what I mean? They know they're going to answer that question the wrong way, and they have to go, hey, folks, hey, how you doing?
You're like, hey, wait a minute. Why are you already walking to me? I barely even told you what's going on. You said enough. I'm on my way. I'm on my way.
That's great that you had somebody that built that confidence, saw that spark inside you, saw that, you know, the future that you could have if you just fine-tuned it, cleaned up and rough, you know, sanded off the edges a little bit. And you got to have those people who honor you that way. You know, Lou talked about that the other day about me and made me feel good about us in this podcast, how I always blow his head up. Because when we were first starting this, I'd always be like, hey, dude, you sound great. Don't worry about it. Who cares? It's all good. Boom, boom, boom. You sound fantastic. Roll with it. So when you have that cheerleader that does that for you, and it just allows you to, and then, because it's truth. Mm-hmm. Once you have that and you built that up and you go out there and you just do, instead of think, you just do. It changes the game up, man. It helps you just relax. You don't have to worry about every word you're saying. You just know you're doing the right thing. So,
and being
good
somebody
job, Casey,
that is pouring out into somebody else. So Casey's legacy continues on with what it is that you taught him. You know what I mean? I'm always going to reference back to simple lessons that I received from Matt Damos. You know what I mean? From
That's
Paul Damos. And there's a lot of people, right? There's a big laundry list of people that
there
you
is
can
a laundry
thank
list, but
because you picked something
but it usually
up,
goes back to
them,
the beginning, for
right?
Me too.
So that's why, you know, the question, what is, you answered it great, because it was the person that was most pivotal. He saw something in you, poured into it, and now it's obviously multiplying and bringing good fruit to the industry. You know what I mean?
And it's exciting. You said Casey McGraw, right?
Casey.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
I love the name. Quick Draw McGraw. I love it.
So, that was one of his, that's how he went into one of his clothes. You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, I'm, you know, I'm Tim's cousin. Tim McGraw, Casey McGraw. And then he just goes.
Ah, I love it, bro. Hey, whatever it takes.
Hey.
Wit, yeah, so that's pretty cool, man. You know, you've had this great journey. You got into the business before you're in the business. You know, obviously you're an Air Force veteran, and I appreciate the service, man. You know, Lou and I are both veterans also. So it's really nice. I found that a lot of veterans tend to have really good success in this business because they're used to doing processes and understanding and having to work on those things. So it really helps, man. So that was something for me. I know that helped transform me into the guy that I am today and how I'm able to just do certain things quicker and use my brain a lot faster than I think most people. Even when I'm not good at something, I have to be better at it because you just have to be, you know, just like you. And I think that's great. You know, you're a firefighter. I appreciate that also, man. Amazing. I think that, you know, when it comes to your family, when it makes time to make a decision, you know, hey, do I want to take the less chance in my life and get into something else? I think you made a great decision there. Because I think the opportunities for you in this business, for you to be able to shine and share, is way bigger. And that's what leads me to my question. You know, you've had all this, you've had this growth, you've had people who've raised you up and got you to where you're at. And then now you're starting to do this Up Us, right? Now, my question for you about that is, what inspired you? What made you say, hey, you know what, man, it's time for me to put my, I know you do a lot of internet content and I know that's part of it, but what made you say it's time for the Up Us? It's time for me to start talking to people. It's time for me to start spreading some info. What made you do that?
Great question. No, to be perfectly honest, that's actually how I learned. Like when I would, again, you know, I've always considered myself to be a student of sales, really just a student of life. And I like to find people who are where I want to be and doing, you know, certain things in their life. And, you know, hey, I just want to ask some questions like, hey, you know, what motivated you? What did you do when it was hard? You know, how do you do X, Y, Z? And, you know, in doing those, and, you know, of course, sometimes it would be one-on-one, but of course, you know, as I got to meet more a diverse set of people from all over the country, you know, sometimes we're doing a Zoom meeting and, you know, I was like, man, I'm the social media guy. That's what I'm known for. Let's do this on live. Maybe somebody else can find value in this like I can. And, you know, some ulterior motives in it too, like, you know, being kind of, you know, linked with them may increase my brand a little bit, you know, but ultimately the motivation was to just, you know, learn from them. Right. And, you know, in doing so, again, spread that out to someone else who can also learn from it. Cause a lot of folks that I interview, man, I'm just big fans, you know, like, I'm like, wow. Like, you know, Jim Ziegler, the other day when I interviewed him, just like watching him, he said, yeah, I was like, bro, I have watched you so many times. Like my actual closing line right now in dealerships, is directly from, I think I seen him on the Dealer Playbook a couple of years ago, you know, one of his power position things, but that's really what it was, just to find people who were, you know, solutionaries, right? You know, find people who were doing things the right way and who were moving and grooving and, just pull them into, you know, hopefully pull them in onto my little show and let me just ask some questions, not just the regular questions, but questions that I think folks are not necessarily scared to ask, but just kind of sneak under the radar. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. No doubt. Man, you've had some great guests. He was just one of the many good guests you mm-hmm. had, you know. I think you had the Car Guy Coffee guys on there. They're amazing.
What the best show I think I recorded to date, man.
But to be honest with you, man, all your shows were great. And I'm looking forward to seeing the future. I know when you have more time on your hands, because I know you're traveling everywhere, you're going to be dropping some more for us. And I hope that everybody out there, if you're watching the show right now, make sure you check out any of his old shows that he has out already. They're all over the place. You can watch them on YouTube. You can watch them anywhere you need to watch them. They're out there. Watch them. Check them out. And he's going to obviously be coming out with some more stuff. You don't want to miss that. Dude, I think the Up Us was a great idea. The name's fantastic, Derek.
Huge. Thank you so much, man.
Once again, you're a great host. I love how, I mean, you do it and you make it happen. And I think that's cool for other people to see. Like, you can do it anywhere. I see you do stuff live at dealerships. I see you do stuff wherever you can be. You're going to do it because you know that's something that you take an opportunity to put yourself out there. Because one thing Absolutely. You do is when you put yourself out there, you're growing. Because it's a scary thing. Yeah. A lot of people are freaked out to do it. When you do it and anybody else, if you do it, it takes that away. It helps you grow. People, like you said, your brand gets bigger. When you do it consistently, your brand keeps getting bigger. And then
that honestly comes from Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, like his whole thought process is just document. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I think a lot of us get so concerned with, man, how am I going to look with this, right? How is this going to be, right? Bro, just get it out there. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Gary Vee inspires me a lot too. And before I did anything on social media, I watched a lot of his stuff. And he goes, just put it out there. Just do it. You know, 60, like he talks about crazy amount of posts a day and just put it out there. Just keep dropping it. Put it on TikTok. He talked about TikTok years ago and he's still talking about it. And it's unbelievable how big TikTok is becoming and how big it's getting. I mean, music is being influenced by TikTok now. number one hits are being influenced by TikTok now. You know what I mean? That Savage song, come on. That wouldn't have been a number one hit if it wasn't for TikTok.
Lizzo, you know, her whole career literally came from a couple of skits that were done on TikTok. That's why she blew up. Roddy Ricch. There's so many people. You know,
I think it's cool. I mean, don't get me wrong. We've dropped a few of those ourselves because they are catchy, right? But at the same time, like, that, it's amazing what that type of thing is, how much power that has now. And we're just seeing the beginning of it. We're just 10 years really into this type of stuff, man. And it's just becoming something. Give it another 10 years and you're going to see what it really becomes. And if we stay on the game, just like you are with the Upbus, with yourself, with your social media and the way you're telling everybody to use it, man, we're going to be ahead of the game. We already are. If you go out nationwide, how many people really do it, right? So it's consistently. So, man, I honor you on that. Lou, what you got on that fifth question?
All right. So I want to make sure that we bring this all in together, car guys and car gals, so that we stay on task and we stay on somebody. We all as managers, all as leaders, all as co-laborers on the sales floor want to be. We want to fast track. We want to see the top of the pay plan and we want to accelerate to that as fast as we can. And once we get to that top level of the pay plan, then we want to see just how big we can make this go. Right?
Absolutely.
That is the mission of a fast tracker. We are trying to get to the next destination at the quickest possible pace, the right way, without hurting anybody, using all of the right fuel, right?
Mm.
So what has been the key tools that you have used to engineer the engine inside of this Upbus to fast tracking now so that all others that want to be like you or help and influence their own guys to be, they can say, okay, let's go ahead and get these tools. If we want to do this job, we want to make fast trackers out of our guys.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the tools that they need to go ahead and have in their hand.
Oh, that's going to be that's a big, big question. So,
Tom Maley was on the show and he's talking about go big or go home.
So the tools to kind of, you know, turn folks into these fast trackers. First and foremost, and again, I know this is kind of the duh answer, but social media all day, you know, and not just using it like for the purpose of, you know, hey, post to marketplace and things like that, but really getting in depth. I say this all the time, right, that we're in the people business. We just happen to sell cars because that's ultimately what it is. You know what I'm saying? These, you know, the person who's going to be the biggest, the best, you know, or who sells a lot of cars typically has the most relationships in the dealership. So when you stop looking at social media as just a means to kind of just put myself out there more so as a way that I can build way more, you know, a lot more relationships, you know, a lot faster. That's going to be the key to it, you know, from Facebook, which is hands down the best return on investment of time, money, et cetera. Just getting out there and using that consistently, going live on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Adding your customer base and really having actual conversations, not just trying to be a sales guy, but trying to be their go-to person for pretty much whatever you have influence over or access to. Adding them, talking to them, being their person, being, you know, again, building those relationships with them. So, and then having that same mindset when it comes to Instagram, TikTok, and things like that. Those are the main things right there. Those are the main tools that you want to use on a daily basis. And, you know, it's not hard. It's not rocket science. It's just having the gumption to get up and do it, you know, to overcome that fear. You know what I'm saying? No BS, no frills with it. Just say, hey, I'm going to put it out there. And what you'll find is that as you commit to doing stuff on a daily basis, when the fear gets worse, when the fear gets out, I'm sorry, goes away, you know, lessens, but more importantly, get better. I committed like what? 2016 to, you know what, saying, hey, I'm going to do a live video a day. And I was terrified. It's to the point where I even got, like, even now, I do not watch any of my live, well, except for the bus episodes, just because I got to edit and cut them and chop them and things like that. But other than that, I never watch the videos. Why? Because I'm super self-conscious, you know? But the key thing is, though, over time, as you do these things consistently, you'll start to get much, much better. And I think that, you know, those, you know, one, you build a brand for yourself, which is huge, that you consistently post things. But what's so huge about it is that you'll attract your tribe. You'll attract those people with, what, 390 million people in the U.S.? If you can find, heck, just about 2,000 that really just, you know what, I mess with this guy right here. This is my guy. 2,000 of those folks, it's a hit all day. You know what I'm saying? Because they're going to need cars, right? And what, 2,000 divided by, you know, if you're a 20-car guy a month, you're making pretty good money there. So, you know, what's that? I'm terrible at math. It's like, what, 100 months, I think it is? Maybe, something like that. But anyway, find a certain amount of people that really, really mess with you, build that relationship with them, and you're golden. That's really all you need. Just social media, and the gumption to get out there and use it the way it should be by building relationships.
No doubt about it. And and you're right. And that's the very minimum it does for you. If you use social media, you have those friends have friends. It just keeps multiplying. You go out there and you post a confessional or a, you know, a testimonial at the end of a, at the end of a purchase. And
oh my God.
The next thing you know that their friends see that, oh man, Bobby bought a car. Man, if Bobby could buy one, I could buy one. I need to go see. I need
Tell
to see.
Me.
Right. And so on and so forth. And it just keeps multiplying. And the more you have it, and the more consistent you are, the more they're going to notice you, the better it is. The thing I've noticed also, and I think it's becoming more and more evident, is that it's your new resume, not just for work, but for future clients, whether you're a salesperson, whether your clients are dealerships, whether your clients are, you know, podcast hosts, whatever they are, whatever your client base is, people are going to look you up on social media and see how much work you're doing. It's easy to tell if somebody's a hustler or not on social media right now. You can look at it and be like, man, I seen him put two videos up last month. He didn't touch anything. He put one more up here. This guy, either he doesn't sell a lot or he just doesn't care enough, right? Then you look at his dude that's at the next dealership that's posted everything he sold, right? Even if it's just 10 a month he's doing, he's posting all 10. Everyone's smiling faces. His next month, his reach is going to get bigger and everyone's going to keep loving this guy. Next thing you know, he's doing 30 a month. Because he just consistently puts everybody's video out there and everyone's wanting to see him. For me, as a client, I mean, I would, that's the way I would go buy a car. I would look at that like, oh, Bob wants to talk to me? Look at this Bob guy real quick. Bob. No, Bob.
And you don't know what time somebody's going to be in the market for the car and need to see that testimonial video to make that determination. Oh, today is the day that all of these people
finally need to reach. I was in a bankruptcy and they helped me out. And this person's like, there's no way they can. Oh, they helped them in a bankruptcy.
Boom, right then and there.
That's so right. That's just somebody just seeing that they got done with a bankruptcy. So,
you know, 80% of customers out there consider, like, you know, these reviews that are left on business pages, Googles, they consider that, you know, up there with a personal referral. Like, this stuff is massive, especially when you get it on video. It's real people. They're telling the story, you know? Like, man, it's a game changer.
Yeah, people are not as entertained by what it is that you say about you. They like hearing what somebody else says about you better, you know what I mean, and directing them to you. And when that occurs, that, I mean, no matter what, yeah, the odds are always going to go up inside of closing ratios. We've been taught for years, right? Your closing ratios are way better on that referral than that fresh up. So if you're going to get a referral, it's one thing to make a few dials to some people per day to say, hey, you got any referrals for me? I need to fill out my 1-2-3 sheet, right? Or you can say, hey, you thousands upon millions of people out there that are friends of those friends. Hey, they're saying cool stuff. I can help you too. And it all connects back to you. It's great. It's so simple in prospecting. But you're right. Social media, you heard it here, folks. The Upbus explained to you that on Facebook is, for a lot of cases, your best return on investment because you have so many tools you can do for nothing. You can do for not even spending anything. You can reach so many people.
Just work hard.
Do it consistently and have your customers engaged with you. Be a friend of everybody you meet. You know what I mean? Have them
work. I watched so many guys go from doing, my bad, somebody sent me an email, but I watched guys, so many guys come in from, you know, Walmart and, you know, maybe McDonald's or what have you, and they come into this business and we go through the training because that's so important. You have to, like, just saying social media, you got to be taught how to do it, how to, and the mindset behind how to do all these things. But once you get it, Byron, one of my guys out in Chamberlain, Georgia, actually, he went literally eight cars the first month, 12 cars the second month, and he has consistently been at 30 ever since. And why? Working in social media, just understanding the science behind it and pushing. And the main focus is on the people, you know, just delivery videos, honestly.
And if you could teach a salesperson early, and, you know, the key is not just to tell them how to do it. It's not just to teach them how to do it, but it's to do it with them, right?
Absolutely.
It's the training part of it. and you really focus on and you become a team and you work together and they build themselves up. If you do it early enough and they get that 30 car a month habit already, 10 car, 20 car a month up to that 30, that's all they know. They're never going to be that 8 car guy because those 8 car guys get comfortable and that's what they know. So they're like, hey, this is what I do. I sell 8 cars. I'm okay with it because I make enough and I'm cool and I don't lose my job technically. You know, I might get threatened every month, but I'm still here. But then you got the 30 car guy who's, if you teach them early enough, they're going to be that way forever. And they're always going to be that monster. They're always
set that expectation.
Right. And it's you've got to teach habits early.
You know what I mean?
Bad habits are bad.
I can see you know how to fly. Well, why are we walking?
Man.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
There we go.
Well, guys, this was our five liner with Derek. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with our
bus will be back. Fresh news is in tow.